You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audioboom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at DanFeldmanNBA. Stan Van Gundy had some pretty harsh words about the Pistons' offense. Defense, too, but we're going to get to that in a second. About the Pistons' offense after Detroit's 116-103 loss to the Heat on Saturday, the Pistons scored just 12 points in the fourth quarter, got outscored 26-12 in that final period. Van Gundy said, down the stretch, we were just terrible. We didn't make plays. We've got to find better stuff down the stretch. We've been really heavily dependent on Reggie's pick and rolls. That was a great formula last year. I don't know if defenses have figured us out or what, but we're not making plays, and we've got to do different stuff. Might that different stuff include a different point guard? We've discussed Reggie Jackson trade rumors plenty here. I think we're going to discuss them a little more. The dynamic has not been the same for the Pistons offense this year. When Jackson was out to start the season, the Pistons tried to develop some other things to mix success. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope getting more involved running the pick and roll himself. Andre Drummond showing a little bit more of a face-up game. Getting the ball in Tobias Harris's hands a little more, maybe a little more Marcus Morris. Some, you know, spread around. Since Reggie Jackson's come back, the Pistons have gradually gone back toward an offense centered on the Reggie Jackson-Andre Drummond pick and roll. And it doesn't always go well, but it means a lot of shots for Reggie Jackson, which doesn't always go over well with his teammates. There's a dynamic here that's not working on a number of levels, and changing the point guard could be one of the solutions. This is a pretty harsh assessment from Van Gundy publicly to talk about changing it. You know, it's got to be a little bit of a shot to Reggie Jackson, and whatever Stan Van Gundy has in store for Reggie Jackson, it's pretty clear Van Gundy doesn't want Jackson to be comfortable. Yes, he told Jackson that he wouldn't trade him for Ricky Rubio, but Jackson also heard the larger point from Van Gundy, which is nobody's untradeable. The Pistons are always looking to make moves. You find the right package, another team willing to offer it. He's always open to it. Van Gundy's expressed a lot of dissatisfaction with how the offense is going lately. A lot of that starts with Reggie Jackson. He's been given a lot of control into this offense. He's taken a lot of control into this offense. And while I think he's okay, I don't have huge problems with how he's doing things overall. It's not as good this year as it was last year. He's not playing as well as I'd like. So there are things to address. And the way Van Gundy's framing this, you wonder if a trade is the next move. And that's just the offense. Defense presents its own issues. The Pistons just had 4 days off in a row last week. They talked a lot about improving their defensive focus, getting back to what they do well there, really emphasizing some key points, spending a lot of time on defense, talking a lot about defense. Well, to paraphrase Stan Van Gundy, talking about defense, my ass. You know, the way a team meeting doesn't solve all their problems earlier, just talking about it did not work. The Heat were excellent offensively against Detroit. Miami scored 127 points per 100 possessions. That's, you know, that's pretty reflective of a game where they scored 116 points in a game that was just not particularly fast paced. Overall, the Pistons offense was fine. It definitely stunk at the end. It was real bad in the fourth quarter. But overall, the offensive picture, the larger sample against Miami, offense was fine. The defense was a mess. And that starts with Reggie Jackson. I mean that in the most literal sense. The Pistons' problem since early in the season when their defense was very good is that opponents' primary ball handlers, which is usually the point guard for the Heat, that's Goran Dragic, they have such an easy time breaking down Jackson off the dribble or running Jackson off screens and getting separation from him. And that's not to put all the blame on Jackson, though, because from there, the Pistons have consistently just gotten scrambled. Rotations are a little slow. I'm not sure whether it's a lack of effort or a lack of recognition quick enough or some of both. But teams that move the ball against the Pistons, once they get it moving or once they get penetrating, Detroit has a lot of problems. It's just so scrambled. And yes, opponents have shot unsustainably high marks from beyond the arc against the Pistons. I think that'll regress. I don't think this is quite as bad as it has looked. When teams are making 40-some percent of their three-pointers against you, that's going to come down. You know, the Heat made 14 of 28 from beyond the arc, 50%. Even if all those shots are open, which they weren't, even if all those shots are open, that's a pretty high percentage. Some nights teams are going to hit those, some nights they're not. The Pistons have been unfortunate to be on the wrong side of teams being hot on their open or semi-open shots, because you're going to have to give up some of those. Sometimes you will have to give up open shots, open threes. And you just have to hope that in the long run, you know, teams are going to make those, certain players are going to make those at a certain percentage. So there's a baseline percentage for every player in the league on open threes. Depends on the player, obviously, but on some nights, those players are going to make one or two more than their baseline percentage would say. Some nights, they're going to make one or two less. The Pistons have had an unfortunate run of guys making one or two more, but that is not the only problem. Opponents are shooting better from all areas of the court against the Pistons defense than they were earlier in the season. It's not like fixing this or getting luckier on this is going to solve it. It's an overall total floor collapse where opponents are just getting to their spots, getting easier, less contested shots over and over. And that's really the problem. We've looked at this more in depth before. It's not other things like fouling too much or not forcing enough turnovers, or it's just opponents making shots that aren't contested enough. It's a problem. It's a widespread team-wide problem that 4 days off did not address. The Pistons have to figure that out, and maybe a better defensive point guard, and I don't think that's Ish Smith coming into a larger role from being the backup, but maybe a better defensive point guard would be the start. So if we're pinpointing offensive problems and we're starting with Reggie Jackson, and we're pinpointing defensive problems and we're starting with Reggie Jackson, even though not everything is his fault and I think he's being blamed a little too much, that might be a way to turn things around just a little bit. Two more players I want to address individually from what we've learned about them over the weekend. One, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Still bad coming back from injury. Still off. He shot 2 for 11, 1 for 4, 1 of 4 in three-pointers. Just 5 points in 34 minutes. Not great. Hopefully he finds his rhythm, finds his shot. I do think he was probably shooting above his head a little bit earlier in the season. Just from the longer sample of what we've seen of him, I think that was a little bit too much too soon as far as his three-point percentage trickling up. He happened to be, I think, just a little bit on a hot run of making those shots, just like we talked about going against Detroit. But he's not this bad. He's not this bad of a shooter. He'll find it eventually. I think he's just got to get back into a rhythm. But meanwhile, the Pistons are having to endure this, having to play through his shooting woes and losing a couple games in the process. The other player I want to talk about is Stanley Johnson. Coming around, it was a very rough start for Stanley Johnson this year, to the point where he got suspended a game for violating team policy. Stan Van Gundy was pretty open about criticizing him. Well, Stanley Johnson opened up a little bit about why he was struggling. He said his weight got up to about 250 pounds. He's down to 232 now, is what he said. So that's an encouraging sign that there was something identifiably wrong. It's been fixed, and he's coming around. And you add to it, you know, Stan Van Gundy says that Johnson's gotten a little more coachable. And so I think sometimes those things go hand in hand, where when a player is more physically capable of delivering, of playing up to the standard he wants, then he's going to be more willing to listen because just everything is flowing better. So not out of the woods yet with Stanley Johnson, but it does seem like truly this time the Pistons have, and he most importantly, have started to figure out what went wrong, how it can be fixed, and doing things better. And so if the Pistons can get him back on track, that would bode very well for this team's long term, because he is probably the player with the most untapped potential on the roster, with the Pistons somewhat locked into a core a little bit. They could always move players if they want to, but they do have a core signed long-term generally. he's Stanley Johnson's probably the player with the largest difference between his potential and current production. I don't know how much him coming around a little bit is going to mean in the short term, because I do think the Pistons are still putting him in some bad spots, playing him at shooting guard, where, yeah, if he's a little thinner, maybe it won't look quite so bad as it looked through most of the year. But I do think that's a spot where his strength doesn't shine, where he's asked to rely on speed a little too much against players who are faster than him. Okay, that's enough about that Heat loss and where the Pistons are from there. Looking forward, Pistons have the Celtics tonight. Boston is led by all-star point guard Isaiah Thomas, who is perfectly situated to expose all of the Pistons' defensive problems. He is going to attack Reggie Jackson off the dribble, get into the paint, score for himself, distribute. The Pistons' rotations are going to have to be much crisper. It'd help if Reggie Jackson were a little better, too. He's capable of defending better than he has. It's going to be one or the other or both if the Pistons are going to win. They can't have Reggie Jackson defending like he has and getting so little support behind him. On the bright side for Detroit, Al Horford has been hurt. He's questionable for this game. Make things a little easier if he's not playing. But Isaiah Thomas is what drives Boston now. And he's the type of player who can give the Pistons fits. So this will be a challenge. The Pistons were not up for the challenge Saturday against the Heat. We'll see whether they can do it tonight. This is a nationally televised game. So this is the Pistons' chance to impress on a larger scale. And it's a time where they need to. The playoffs are slipping away. It's getting tougher and tougher. We'll be back tomorrow to see how that went. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.